It was quite early when she kissed her old grandmother, who was still asleep. Then she put on her red shoes and went quite alone out of the town gates toward the river. "Is it true that you have taken my little playmate away from me?" said she to the river. "I will give you my red shoes if you will give him back to me." And it seemed as if the waves nodded to her in a strange manner. Then she took off her red shoes, which she liked better than anything else, and threw them both into the river. Wind howled through the night, carrying a scent that would change the world. A tall shade lifted his head and sniffed the air. He looked human, except for his crimson hair and maroon eyes. He blinked in surprise. The message had been correct. They were here. Or was it a trap? He weighed the odds, then said icily, "Spread out. Hide behind the trees and bushes. Stop whoever is coming. Or die."